It's time for Rhema for Today.
Jesus spoke to the blind man. He said, go to the pool, Siloam, and wash out the mud pies that I put on your eyes. And he did it, and he came again seeing. He didn't pray for him. The Bible doesn't say ever pray. It said that he made mud with the spittle, right? He wiped it on his eyes, and he said, now go wash it off. That's words, isn't it?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
We need to begin to look at something when we're talking about words. Let's begin to look at the miracles that were performed by Christ in the New Testament. If you'll begin to study Christ in the New Testament, you'll begin to see that most of the time, he simply commanded or spoke to the evil spirits, the diseases, the infirmities, and so forth. Or he spoke and gave a direction to the afflicted and the sick. And those words that he spoke were irresistible. The sicknesses, the disease, the evil spirits could not stand against those words that he spoke. Now, let's go to John 2:7. When we go to John 2:7, we go to the first recorded incident of Jesus beginning his ministry. And he began it with a miracle. And I want you to notice that he did it with words. He didn't pray. He didn't call a fast. He didn't do any of those things. He just said, go fill up the pots with water and then start drinking it. Words. He said something. Okay, look at John 4:50. John 4:50, and let's turn there. Remember here, start up in 46. So Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made water into wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick. And when he heard Jesus was come out of Judea into Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then Jesus said unto him, except ye see signs and wonders, ye not believe. The nobleman said unto him, sir, come down ere my child die. Jesus saith unto him, go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. He spoke words. And he wasn't even where the sick boy was. He spoke words. Now, remember the feeding of the 5,000? He asked them what they had. You remember that story? It's recorded in the three Gospels. And he asked them what they had. They said, well, we got some fish and some loaves. You remember that? Jesus said, he spoke over it. He said, all right, go feed it to the people. He said, go feed it. Now, when they started out to feed, they only had a little bit. Now, I don't know how it's done. The Word of God doesn't say how it was done. But he had 12 disciples, and they had 5,000 men there. I don't know, they don't ever count in the New Testament, they never count the women and children because they're living under a different day. They always, if you look there, it's always men. They always talk about the men. I don't know whether there's any women or children present or not. There could have been. I know in Mark 5, on that occasion, in that crowd, there's at least one lady because she got healed. At other times, I know there were some women because they got healed. But they had them all divided up. And I just, in my own mind, that's the only way I can figure it out. I figured that he just broke off and a piece of bread and a piece of fish, and he put it and give it to this disciple, and he did the same thing till each one of them had a little piece of bread and a little piece of fish. And now he said, go feed the people. And I believe it's just like that bottle of oil over in the Old Testament. They just kept breaking it off and giving it out, and it never went away. They still had the same. In fact, it says they gathered up the fragments after this finishing, they had more than they started with. But he said, go feed the people. All right, look over Mark chapter 5, the woman with the issue of blood. He got stopped. He's on his way. Actually, you see, when the woman with the issue of blood got healed, he was on his way to Jairus' house because the little girl lay sick at the point of death. And it was while they were stopped with the woman in the issue of blood that a man came and he said to Jairus, he said, don't bother the master anymore. She's already dead. And Jesus said, all things are possible, only believe. Or an essence thereof. And then when he got out of the house, he put everybody out and he went in there, but except the parents and a couple of the disciples, and he went in there and he didn't call everybody to kneel down and pray. The word says, damsel, or young lady, girl, I say unto thee, arise. Words. Then remember Matthew 8:26, when the disciples, they were on the sea and the storm came. Jesus was asleep. He had said, let us go over to the other side. There was a storm came, and they went back there and they said, oh, we're going to die, how we're going to perish. Jesus stood up, he arose, and he rebuked the winds. Be still. The wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Words. He didn't pray. He said words. John 5:8. When he healed the impotent man at Bethsaida, Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Words. When Jesus spoke to the blind man, he said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash out the mud pies that I put on your eyes. And he did it, and he came again seeing. He didn't pray for him. Bible doesn't say ever pray. Said that he made mud with the spittle, right? He wiped it on his eyes, and he said, now go wash it off. That's words, isn't it? I didn't see any prayers there yet. Luke 4:39, Jesus went down to Peter's house. Peter's wife's mother lay sick, and he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. He said words. Rebuke. What do we mean when we say rebuke? Leave them alone. Come out. Do something. It's a rebuke. Luke 17, 12 through 19. The lepers. 12 through 19, Luke 17, when the lepers, he said, go show yourself to the priest. He said, S-A-I-D, said, go show yourself to the priest. He didn't cause lightning to come out of heaven. He didn't cause thunder to roll. He didn't cause the place to turn black. He didn't go over and touch any of them. He just said, words. Psalms, he sent his word and healed them.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled, Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled, The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called, Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled, Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 9th through the 11th, Living Faith Conference at High Springs, Florida. At least it's going to be in Florida,
yeah.
So it should be warmer. That's at Impact Family Church, Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. You can get all the details on rhema.org/LFC.
And then we're going over to Apopka,
yes.
If I say it right.
Yeah, I
have trouble sometimes saying pronouncing stuff. Florida. For the Living Faith Conference, March 12th through the 14th. That's
yes.
Wednesday through Friday at Word of Life Church at Pastors Durrell and Lisa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, we're looking for you to come out and see us if you're in those areas. If you know people in those areas, let them know about that we're going to be there. Or, hey, if you live up in the cold country, this might be a good time to come to Florida. make a little trip down to Florida.
That's
and
right.
Enjoy the warmth.
That's right.
I trust.
We trust.
Yes.
One time in March,
March it was cold down there.
That's right. Well, we're believing for a warm weather.
If you'd like to know more about this schedule, and also if you want to know about our schedule, our traveling schedule, you can go to rhema.org/LFC, Living Faith Conference.
Yes.
And it gives you all the information right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Healing in the Word. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.